Yeah, thanks, Emiliano. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about educating stakeholders. So we've mentioned kind of how do you talk to your board, to your founders, and particularly to your staff about these issues to really highlight the importance of the taxable expenditure regime, and then talk a little bit about some of these issues in practice, potential pitfalls before moving on from 4945. So who do you want to talk to about 4945 and taxable expenditures? Well, I think you want to kind of calibrate those discussions depending on who you're talking to, because different folks are going to need different levels of expertise here. I do think you want your governors, your directors, trustees, and your foundation managers to understand the basic concepts here. You know, ultimately, the foundation managers can be subjected to the financial penalties. So particularly for your foundation managers who may be kind of clicking the final approval on the grants that you're making, but who haven't been involved in the relationship development, in the grant due diligence, in the data entry into your grants management system, it's good for them to know the potential pitfalls here. And I think importantly, so that they can discuss with the folks who are reporting up to them the importance of these things as well, you know, really holding programmatic teams to account, because at the end of the day, that program director who's clicking approve, who's considered a foundation manager, may be someone who's ultimately liable for those taxable expenditure penalties. So really kind of up and down the line, making sure that there's an education there. I think for your programmatic officers and programmatic staff, you're going to want to do an orientation for every programmatic staff. Unless you're a foundation who's just pumping out grants to public charities with no potential lobbying concerns or other taxable expenditure pitfalls, this is really something that foundation counsel, whether inside or outside counsel, should be orienting foundation staff to almost on day one before they're able to get into their grant making, letting them know the regime. And then to, you know, based on what type of work they're doing, if they're working in the policy space and going to be coming up closer to the line on lobbying activities, you're going to want to do a more comprehensive training and education there. There are a lot of good resources out there. Learn Foundation Law, Simpson Thatcher, all of the, you know, Jody's firm has great resources, some of which are included in our talk list here. Really use those resources. You don't need to create this stuff from scratch. There's a lot of good resources out there that you can leverage for your staff to help them understand these concepts. So when we think about kind of putting some of this stuff into practice, tracking grants and looking at the reporting requirements, particularly when we're thinking about expenditure responsibility grants. And I think it's worth spending a little bit of time here, because a lot of foundations are moving beyond just making grants to public charities and are going to need to think about expenditure responsibility. So, you know, technology is your friend here. We've come a long way from just tracking grants on an Excel sheet. There are, you know, customized or off-the-shelf grants management systems that really help you facilitate, you know, the identification and fulfillment of your expenditure responsibility requirements. So on the front end, you know, flagging and many systems have the ability to do an automatic EIN check in the IRS database. Something's not coming up as a public charity, that may be a flag to off-ramp it to your grants management, to your legal. Create easy ways to identify grants that are going to require this additional level of expenditure responsibility. You know, ensure that your grants management system can request and hold the documents that are necessary to do the pre-grant inquiry. This is one of the, you know, we're not going to go kind of line by line through the expenditure responsibility requirements, but one of them is the pre-grant inquiry. And, you know, typically this is going to involve the collection and review of documents that allow someone in your organization to make the determination that the grantee can fulfill their responsibilities, which is to say using the grant funds for the right purpose and reporting timely to you so that you can meet your obligations to the IRS and reporting back. make sure you know who's doing the PGI and that they're well-trained enough to actually make this assessment. This is something that often just gets kind of left out in the open. And it's like, oh, are program staff doing this? Are they going to be, you know, correctly incented to be somewhat critical during this PGI process? Are they aware of the penalties? Are they the ones who are ultimately going to be accountable if there are penalties? Make sure you have that discussion. Make sure you cite that responsibility appropriately within the organization. Talk to your staff about reporting requirements. So I have a handout that I give staff that shows what happens when you make a grant that starts, you know, in December of a fiscal year and ends in January, you know, of, you know, 13 months later in another fiscal year, in a way that actually doubles the reporting requirements under an expenditure responsibility grant versus if they started it on Jan 1 and ended it on December 31, you can capture all that reporting in one. Expenditure responsibility is going to require annual reports as well as a final report. Sometimes if the activities can be contained within a single fiscal year, you can make that one report. Help your staff understand those complexities and, you know, use your system to set up reminders for reporting. Make sure that, you know, your staff is reviewing those reports when you get them. Obviously, all the funds under ER grants need to be accounted for. And so if it's time to prepare your 990 PF and your expenditure responsibility list, and that's the first time you're identifying that there are funds missing under an ER report, I've had that experience. It's not fun. Make sure that folks are reading their ER reports, that all the funds are accounted for. Coordinate with your finance and accounting teams to make sure that you're communicating any challenges there early so that you can take steps to kind of reasonably follow up on those expenditure responsibility grants.